told Zelensky and the NATO leaders that Putin does not want a ceasefire and prefers a comprehensive agreement to end the war. So this is something that has sort of changed out of the Trump-Putin meeting, is that now the goal is no longer a ceasefire. Essentially, Russia doesn't want to agree to it. The Russian argument is that, first of all, these types of ceasefires often do not really get fulfilled, right? They don't really actually do talks, and then they never last, and they're always broken and all that. So Russia's saying we want a direct deal. But I think more importantly, the cynical reason why Russia doesn't want a ceasefire is because, well, imagine, right? You have a 1 month, 2 month period of no fighting. In the meantime, Ukraine and that, you know, gets to regroup and stuff. And in the end, you have no deal. Then given currently this summer, the trend we've seen that Russia is winning the war. In fact, leading up to this meeting, they took a couple more villages. They're inching forward in the territory, right? They're not going to accept some type of temporary pause when they're winning the war. They're saying either you surrender or you make the peace with this now, or we keep on fighting. Because as I said yesterday, that's kind of going to be the issue trying to negotiate with the Russian side, is that they're in no rush to end this when they're already winning. That's the issue that Zelensky thus far has been delusional about. I've been warning him about this for years, by the way. Go watch my content from years ago. You will literally hear me saying the same stuff I'm saying now. The longer this stuff drags out, the more it becomes an issue of attrition,